This receiving of the mark of the beast at the Sunday law in the United States, and in all cases, has to do with the light that you've received or haven't received or had opportunity to receive. And at the Sunday law in the United States, the one group of people that will definitely be held accountable for the light of the Sabbath Sunday issue will be Seventh-day Adventists. Testimonies, Volume 5, page 214 and onward says, not one of us will ever receive the seal of God. And as we've been reading, it's at the Sunday law test that the seal of God is placed prophetically. Brothers and sisters, the test of the Sunday law is simply the crisis where we're going to manifest what character that we've developed prior to the test. So in reality, those that receive the seal of God will have a character fully prepared for the seal of God before the Sunday law test. But the Sunday law test is the prophetic waymark where it will be demonstrated for all what character we have developed prior to the test, whether a character prepared for the mark of the beast or the seal of God. And back to Testimonies, Volume 5. Not one of us will ever receive the seal of God while our characters have one spot or stain upon them. It is left with us to remedy the defects in our characters, to cleanse the soil temple of every defilement. Then the latter rain will fall upon us as the early rain fell upon the disciples on the day of Pentecost, dropping down. What are you doing, brethren, in the great work of preparation? Those who are uniting with the world are receiving the worldly mold and preparing for the mark of the beast. Those who are distrustful of self, who are humbling themselves before God and purifying their souls by obeying the truth, these are receiving the heavenly mold and preparing for the seal of God in their foreheads. When the decree goes forth and the stamp is impressed, their character will remain pure and spotless for eternity. Now is the time to prepare. The seal of God will never be placed upon the forehead of an impure man or woman, man or woman. It will never be placed upon the forehead of the ambitious, world-loving man or woman. It will never be placed upon the forehead of men and women of false tongues or deceitful hearts. All who receive the seal must be without spot before God, candidates for heaven. Go forward, my brethren and sisters. I can only write briefly upon these points at this time, merely calling your attention to the necessity of preparation. Search the scriptures for yourself, that you may understand the fearful solemnity of the present hour. Brothers and sisters, the last six verses of Daniel 11 are powerful, deep, and important. But beyond the information that